Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. Thank you for joining us today. This message is for the week of August 6, 2023. The message is called The Marvelous Love of My Savior. The call to worship is from Titus chapter 3, verses 4, 5, and 6 from the Good News Bible. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior was revealed, He saved us. It was not because of any good deeds that we ourselves had done, but because of His own mercy that He saved us through the Holy Spirit, who gives us new birth and new life by washing us. God poured out the Holy Spirit abundantly on us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. We have been looking at the book of Proverbs and seeing the value of the Lord's wisdom. As this wisdom is God's wisdom, it would follow that we will see this wisdom at work in the actions of God. Since we are celebrating communion today, I was thinking about passages in Proverbs that reflect what Jesus has done for us. A verse we looked at last week came to mind, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27, which reads, "Do not withhold good from those who deserve it, but when it is in your power to act." Wisdom counsels us not to be selfish with our time or things, but to be willing to help when we see a neighbor in need. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act. Yet, what this passage calls us to do pales in the light of what God the Father did out of love for the people of this world in sending His only Son, Jesus. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." It was in God's power to help us, and He did not hold anything back, not even His own Son. As if this act of love wasn't already immense, God did this for us out of love when we did not deserve His mercy. When we did not deserve His mercy. Proverbs is calling us, you know, to do not withhold good from those who deserve it. But here we see God didn't hold it back. We didn't deserve it, but He gave us His mercy. Jesus understood this is why He had come. And He told His disciples, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give His life as a ransom for many." Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. This verse recalls the angel's message to Joseph, Mary's fiancé, who gave birth to Jesus. The angel said to Joseph about Mary, "She will give birth to a son, and you are going to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. The passage in Matthew 20, verse 28 also anticipates Jesus' words and work to His disciples during the Lord's Supper, where Jesus said, "This is My blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Matthew 26, 28, Jesus understood why He had come, to save His people from their sins. "This is My blood, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." As the hymn "And Can It Be" says, He emptied Himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all, immense and free. And then it goes on, the chorus is amazing love. How can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? When the Pharisee Saul, who later came to be known as the Apostle Paul, confessed Jesus as his Lord and Messiah, his former colleagues were enraged, and many Christians were so stunned that they wondered if he was faking it. Yet Paul's commitment to Jesus Christ was 100%. Paul came to understand that the Lord Jesus was calling him to be his apostle to those that he had once scorned, the Gentiles. Paul lived his life as a testimony to having received God's unmerited favor, God's grace. Previously, Paul had criticized, harassed, and persecuted the Church of Jesus, and yet he received forgiveness from the Lord Jesus. In this, he had experienced Proverbs 3:27, "Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act." He'd received Proverbs 3:27 from Jesus. In 1 Timothy 1:15, Paul states that he was a sinner not deserving God's forgiveness. I didn't deserve this. In 1:15, it says, "This is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." And then Paul goes on, "And I am the worst of them all." And Paul goes on in verse 16 to celebrate that God used him to illustrate that his marvelous grace is far greater than our sin. "But God had mercy on me," he writes in verse 16, "so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of his great patience with even the worst sinners. Then others will realize that they too can believe in him and receive eternal life." God will not withhold from those who need it. When it is in your power to act, he gave his own son. Jesus' willingness to give all that was necessary in order to rescue and secure our redemption motivated Paul to hold nothing back in his service for Jesus. He gave his life to that. And Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, summarize it. Paul says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." He held nothing back. Paul also used Jesus' example to motivate us to action. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, he writes, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich." Paul expanded on this thought in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8, where we read, "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross." Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8 reminds us how Jesus, being God, was rich, yet set aside the glory of heaven and took on human flesh, a description of becoming poor. Why did he do that? So he could bear the penalty of death. That's his poverty on the cross to save us from sin. Why? So we might become rich. Remember what Proverbs 3:27 calls us to do? Do not hold anything back when it is in your power to act. Today we remember with thanksgiving that Jesus did not withhold anything to save us because it was in his power to act, even if it cost him everything. He paid for our redemption with his death on the cross. Show your thankfulness to him by the life that you live. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Is there anything that you need to start doing, or anything you need to stop doing to make this statement true in your life today? That the life you now live in the body, you live by faith in the Son of God, who gave himself for you in love? We began this message looking at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. Do not withhold good when it is in your power to act. The Lord Jesus didn't hold anything back for us. And with communion, we remember and rejoice in his precious gift. If you will confess your sins and ask Jesus to forgive you, then you can experience the joy of his salvation as well. The Apostle Paul gave up trying to save himself through good works as a Pharisee and rejoiced in receiving Christ's mercy, saying, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And then he devoted his life to inviting others to meet this Jesus who gave himself for us so that we could be forgiven. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27 calls us to do what we can to help a neighbor in need. Today, as you reflect on communion and on what Jesus has done for you, remember this. As Jesus saved Paul for ministry on his behalf, so also he saved you to represent him by telling others what the Lord has done for you. Look at Proverbs 3:27 again, not just from the perspective of the physical help that you can offer your neighbor, but also in the spiritual help that you can show them. Point them to Jesus. Tell them about the priceless treasure you have received through Jesus' death and resurrection. Salvation is a gift that is meant to be shared. Prayerfully ask the Lord to show you how he wants you to do that through this week. Do not hold anything back for the one who gave his all to save you for an eternal relationship with himself. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, and he washed it white as snow. Amen. Now may the kindness and peace be yours from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. Jesus was the first to conquer death, and he is the ruler of all earthly kings. Christ loves us, And by his blood, he sets us free from our sins. He lets us rule as kings and serve his God, the Father, as priests. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you. Thank you for joining us today. And remember to celebrate the marvelous love of your Savior through sharing what he's done for you. Lord bless you. Goodbye.